I don't know how many of you remember when it first came out, but I was reading the other day that the person who wrote the lyrics to that song is the oldest person ever to have written a song that came over the radio. You know who that person originally was? Well, it's attributed to Solomon, the author of Ecclesiastes, if indeed that's true. You know, if he comes back, he's going to want a lot of royalties. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Let us pray. Dear Lord, we thank you that our seasons are in your hands. Help us to take comfort in the knowledge that you are in control, and help us to trust you at all times. Summer and winter and springtime and harvest, sun, moon, and stars in their courses above, join with all nature in manifold witness to thy great faithfulness, mercy, and love. For these things we give you thanks, O God. Amen. At this time, I'd like to call on Polly to share our children's message.
Can my younger friends come up here? I want to share with you a message, kind of condensed message of what Reverend Green's going to talk about today. It's good to see all of you. Hi, Lily. Hi, Caitlin. It's good to see all of you. Thank you for coming today. I want to ask you a question. I'm looking at ages. I think you all can answer this question. Do you know what season we're in right now?
Winter.
Winter. That's right. And how many seasons are there? Four seasons, and they are?
Winter and spring. Summer, winter, spring, and fall.
Very good. Very good. Do you see I have a flag that hangs outside my house, but I brought the flags for each season. Winter. Do you like this? It's a church birdhouse. And behind me is spring, summer, and up on the cross, I brought my fall flag that says blessings on it. And I also created these little signs of winter and spring. And what I wanted to talk with you about, during every season, there's something kind of cool about every season, isn't there? What's neat about winter?
Snow.
Snow. That's right. I went in the hardware store the other day and they had sleds out, but we haven't seen much snow, have we? Huh? We haven't seen much snow. And what about spring? What about spring?
There are a lot of flowers.
Right. What do you like about spring?
How all the flowers blossom.
Yeah, maybe butterflies come out. Okay, and summer. What's cool, Julia, what's cool about summer?
You don't have school.
You don't have school. Okay, that's an answer. That's an answer. Laura, what do you like about summer besides you don't have school? The pool opens up. That's right. I brought my son here, and we wear sunglasses. That's right. And what about fall? What about fall?
Halloween and carving pumpkins.
Halloween and carving pumpkins.
Jumping in the leaf piles.
All right. Now I know who comes by and jumps in my leaf piles once I pile them up, huh? So you all mentioned that. There's something neat in every season, isn't there? And they change, don't they? About every 3 or 4 months, we go through different seasons. And that's what Reverend Green's going to talk about. And he talked about Ecclesiastes and what Solomon wrote. It says, for every season, there's a time. Does that make sense? And so he's not really talking about these seasons, but a season in our life. Like when you were 5 is different than when you're 8. So life goes on, and there's a time sometimes that we're sad. Sometimes we're happy. Does that make sense? That we're happy and sad, but they change. The one thing that I want you to remember is that God is with you through them all. And in Joshua 1:9, it says, for the Lord God is with you wherever you go. That's kind of neat to know, isn't it? When he is, when you're crying, he's there with you. When you're laughing and having fun with your friends, he's there with you. I want you all to stand up. I'm going to give you an exercise that Reverend Green gave me when we were dating and I was feeling sad. So he would say to me, you know what? Can you hold out your right hand? Hold out your right hand. He said, now I want you to imagine that Jesus is taking your hand. Can you close your hand around his hand? And what that means is no matter, and then when we walk, he's with us wherever we go. Isn't that kind of neat to know? that wherever we go, if we're in the car, if we're on a ride, if we're laying in the sun, if we're jumping in leaves, that he's right there with us, watching over us. That's neat to know, isn't it? So through every season, what are they again? Lyndon, show us the signs. Everybody look at Lyndon. What's winter? Can you all do that sign? That's a good sign for winter. Okay, what's spring? Okay, what did we talk about? Flowers. All right. Very good. Summer. Can y'all do that summer? Okay, and what about fall? Fall, like leaves falling down. So right now we're in winter. What was winter again? I don't know. When I'm walking my dog, I feel that way outside, don't you all? So through every season, thank you, Lyndon, through every season of life, what God is
with us.
Very good. Will you all remember that? And sometimes when you forget, just hold out your hand and he joins his hand with you. Can we join hands in a circle? Can you put your hand on my arm? Can you bow your heads with me? Dear loving, gracious God, through every season, winter, spring, summer, or fall, you're there with us. For your word says, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Thank you that in every season of life, Lord, there are blessings and they're from you. And that we can always remember that you're there with us, holding our hand. When we're crying, I believe you dry our tears, Lord. When we are happy and laughing, that you're there laughing with us because you have a great sense of humor, Lord. For everything that we go through, may we be a blessing and remember that you are using it for good. Thank you for these children. May you bless them richly and their families through every season of life, Lord. May they know that you will never leave them and you're always right there beside them. We thank you that as we grow, Lord, we learn more and more and experience your love and your grace richer and deeper. Bless these children today as they're in this new season of life. In Jesus' name I pray, and everybody said,
amen.
Thank you. You can go back to your seats.